Look, our treasurer, Declan McDermott, kicked off the initiative, I suppose, and we thought it was a great idea. The traditional fundraising events, such as selling tickets and bucket collections, that due to COVID don't work anymore, and we had to come up with something new. So I suppose the concept is that that we walk around the world using our supporters and their contacts around the world. Basically, by contacting Donegal people across the world, we hope to complete the 40,000 kilometres, which would be massive, and make some money in the proceeds.
Yeah.
In the process.
And there seems to be a very good response to it, Seamus, because when you look at the GoFundMe page, you can see that there's numerous people right across the world have been taking part in this and donating. So it's proved to be a winner so far.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Look, when we put this out, we had no really big expectations. We thought, look, let's try it and see what happens. We're amazed at the response, and it's going very well. I suppose around the Christmas and the holiday time, it went very well, and then even though the weather wasn't great, and I suppose people back at work, it's probably slackened off a wee bit. It's probably down to weekends now, and we would hope that people will over the next few weekends, that people will get back out there at the weekends get the message out there, nominate people, friends and people across the world, as it's been doing, and hopefully we will have a gather momentum again before the end.
Yeah, all this money is around raising funds for training. Maybe you might give us an idea, Seamus, of how the money raised is going to be used.
Yeah, at this time of year, with any outdoor sports, I suppose, facilities are always an issue. Within Donegal, we have the clubs, a lot of clubs shut down their pitches to give them a rest over the winter months. Unfortunately, it coincides with inter-county teams, and the same applies to, you know, to the men as well as ourselves. At the moment, we have four inter-county teams. We have development squads, and they're all in action around this time of year, and because clubs are shut down or the pitches are shut down, it's a struggle for everyone, not only us. So we use some clubs still give us access, colleges give us access, and the GA Centre in Conwy, we get access to the GA Centre in Conwy as well, and we appreciate all that. And without those clubs and organisations giving us access to their facilities, we wouldn't exist. AstroTurf and 3Gs and 4G pitches and facilities are very useful at this time of year. And we know, look, there's an expense to those things. There's an expense in the upkeep of those facilities. We know from our own clubs what it takes to run clubs and what it takes to keep the facilities in the good shape they are. And all clubs in Donegal at the moment, as we know, have improved their facilities over the years. And we appreciate the use of those facilities. And look, some clubs, we sometimes get in and we don't get charged. There's no fee. And other times there's a fee. If we're using lights or using dressing rooms, or you're using showers and that, absolutely, there's expenses, and we appreciate, we know that, and we're entitled to pay. There is probably a bit of a perception out there, or maybe a misunderstanding, that the LGFA and the GAA are all one body. That's not true. We're totally separate bodies, and we understand that the GAA have ploughed ahead and put in facilities in the county, the likes of the GAA Centre in Conwy, over the last number of years, and you know, we've been getting the use of that. And we're entitled to, as a separate organisation, we're entitled to pay for the use of that, and that's fair enough. Fair play to the GAA, and I congratulate them on that achievement. It's something we've talked about at different times, about maybe trying to do something on a smaller scale for the LGFA, but that requires major funding. And I suppose maybe up until now, the numbers, our numbers weren't maybe high enough to justify that. It's something we probably have to consider even going forward, but that's for another day.
But are the numbers improving? Are the numbers getting bigger year on year? You mentioned that you've now four inter-county teams. Over the last couple of years, has the exposure that ladies' game has been getting added to that the numbers are growing in Donegal, Seamus?
Absolutely, absolutely. I just had a quick look at numbers there recently over the holidays, and our membership in 2014 was just over 2,000. Our membership last year was over 4,000. And out of the 40 clubs clubs in Donegal, we had 37 clubs participating in ladies football last year. We think we'll have 38 this year. So absolutely, our numbers have been increasing year on year.
Yeah.
It's still the fastest growing sports sort of, you know, the participation is growing, and that's across the world. Yeah. I think from what I can gather, I'd like to, you know, thank the media, yourselves, Highland Radio, and TG Cahir in particular, both from a media point of view, for the exposure that ladies football has got over the last number of years. And look, we know from because of COVID, we have live streaming regularly, and that's been an initiative from the LGFA in recent times. So look, all that is very useful for getting our product out there, letting the people see the skills that ladies bring to the GA game or the Gaelic game, and that is very welcome. And I want to thank you, yourselves and the other media like TG Cairn and that for that. It's brilliant.
As you mentioned about the men's GA body and the ladies and the link that's there, and there has been a lot of talk over the last couple of years, of course, of both becoming one, which you it's not the case at the moment. But going by all the talk that there has been, Seamus, do you feel that the two bodies should be closer now today than what they actually are?
Yeah, I suppose, look, that's for... There has been talk about integration, and there has been moves, in my opinion, in the right direction. We are a lot closer to each other now than we've been in the past. I've been involved in ladies football for the last probably 12 years now, and I see a massive change in that regard. Look, I suppose these things are a slow process, generally a slow process. They generally work from the top down, and there's probably issues that the people at the top know about that the people on the ground aren't aware of. But look, eventually these things usually turn, and the membership usually dictate how things will finish up. And I suspect that could be the case in this scenario as well over time, but it is generally a slow process.
Yeah. When do you expect it to happen, or do you expect it now in the next couple of years, Seamus?
I expect that there will be things will get closer. I think over the next couple of years, whether we'll get to the point where it'll be all the one, I'm just not sure. I suppose that's for the members on both sides to decide eventually, I think.
Yeah. Okay, and Seamus, listen, we wish you all the best with the year ahead on the Ladies Gaelic Games front. Thanks for talking to us, and every success as well with the fundraiser that's ongoing at the moment.
Can I just thank all our sponsors and all the people that have supported the initiative at the moment, and all our sponsors over the last number of years. It's very much appreciated, and get out there, get walking, and if you can spare a few bob, we'd very much appreciate it.